Good evening. My name is Taryn. I am here with Mid-City, and I'll be reading out of verses 25 and 27. Standing close to Jesus' cross were his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary the Magdalene. Jesus saw his mother and the disciple he loved standing there. So he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." And he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that time, the disciple took her to live in his home. I love this verse, these verses. It's like Derek said, Jesus always takes what's expected and flips it on its head, turns it into something completely different and so much better, something holy. You see, these people had so many laws, the Jewish law and the Greek law, that told them who was supposed to take care of who, and who took care of widows, and who took care of women. And Jesus took these rules about who got stuck with people and turned them on their head and said, you get to love each other. I love that you cannot draw near to the cross without drawing near to each other. I love that we serve a God who has given us to each other and for each other. At this point, Jesus is in the utmost agony. He has been abandoned. He has been forsaken. He has had bones broken and his side pierced. He is in agony, emotionally and physically and mentally, and yet he sees these people that he loves, and his thought is for them. And his thought is for their future. Everything that Jesus did in his time on earth, leading up to this and after this, was for us, was for the people that he loved, so that they would have a future, so that they would have each other. He says, look, this is your mother, this is your father, this is your brother, this is your sister. Love them because you love me. Love them because I love them. And I love that I get to gather with you guys tonight, my brothers and my sisters, my fathers and my mothers, my sons and my daughters. And I get to know that no matter what this broken world has done to my family, to the people that I know, to my friendships, in Jesus' kingdom here, it has been redeemed. And we have each other. From that time on, the disciple took her to live in his home, to care for them. Would you pray with me? Father God, we praise you that you are a God who above all loves, who cares, who has put yourself on the cross so that we could have a future, who has put yourself through the worst possible pain so that we may know love, so that we may know life. Father, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for caring that at the height of the worst of your pain, you still put us first. And Lord, help us to be like you, that in the midst of our pain, we still look at the people around us and say, I love you. How can I help you? We praise you for your presence here tonight, Lord. We praise you that when we gather around the cross, we are never, ever alone, and we are never forsaken. In your name, amen.